Indeed. As you afford yourselves the opportunity to discover your truth, what you will find is you have many tools of the trade, many tricks up your sleeve. In fact, you have all been divinely appointed to be here. Yes, you are bringing in historic remedies, remedies for the troops and yourselves as well. So we delight when you receive the upgrades. We delight when you have the willingness to broadcast your own vibration, your true vibration. And as you do so, you have the gift of discernment. In other words, do not lay down and crawl into the hole or under a blanket if you feel heavy laden, if you feel burdened. Burdened by the energies of the past, burdened by those that have stepped on your toes in the recent future, perhaps 5 minutes ago, perhaps just a memory or two. Regardless, it is an important time of which we speak, this day that has come upon you. And it is quite imperative that you allow yourselves to receive the upgrades, that you allow yourselves to receive the truth, and no longer feel the despair, no longer feel ridiculed or downtrodden by the energies of another, by the energies of your holy self, because you are coming to a place where you can derive your own truth, yes? So understand that you have the power, you have the empowerment. You have the empowerment to grow. You have the empowerment to choose the light. You have the empowerment in terms of where your consciousness will follow. Which holy thought will you bring to fruition, to manifestation? So as we alerted the channeler to the need to release the energies of the doubt, in fact, what was lingering is a bit of the releasing. In other words, we were supporting this young man in the releasing of past karmic energy, past energies that have fallen upon self that he had declared as true and as truth. And we will do the same with each of you today, because in fact you were due for an upgrade, each of you. And as we continue to align you to this truth, in fact you have nowhere to go except up, to look up. Yes. So let us begin by acknowledging and introducing you to your new true reality, your new true home. Now, this is a little bit different. We like to chat a lot, yes, but in fact, the garbage has been collected and it must be disposed of, it must be released, or otherwise your vibrational body is going to continue to feel a bit heavy, feel a bit out of date and even useless. Now, this is silly. This is not needed, because you are the master and you have the right to claim victory. You have the right to claim victory over your life, over your destiny, and over your march. And so as you align yourself to your truth, as you align yourself to your soul, to the light above, it is quite important, it will dawn on you that there is a bit of releasing that is still needed. In other words, we want your chalice to be clear. We want it to be ready to receive the light, yes? And in order to do so, there is a bit of the pockets of dismay. The pockets that were energetically sent to you because in others' misidentification with their egoic structure, with their egoic belief system, in fact, part of the consequences is the energies got put on you, blamed on you, appointed to you. So this is what it is a bit. It is not about treason. It is not about holding yourself in judgment or any other individuals in judgment, because of course, if you are dwelling in ego consciousness, what are you to do but share it and share it well? So it is more so about finding your light, about finding your strength, and about finding your purity. And this is what we are about. This is what we are seeking at this time, to reacquaint you with yourselves, with your holy selves, with your truth. So let us afford you the opportunity. Let us afford the turntable so that we can turn all the beautiful lights on, so we can help afford there to be the restoration of balance, the restoration of focus, and attunement to your truth. So we invite you to release at this time. We invite you to release any pockets of negativity, any pockets where you still have the doubt towards self, where you have the doubt of your abilities, where you continue to dwell in the shadows of another, in the shadows of the true self that you hope to claim, that you hope to reclaim one day, yes? Allow all these energies to surface and to simply roll off your shoulders, to roll off your body, to roll off your auric field, yes? Because as we are filling you with the light, you can imagine yourselves to be getting lighter and lighter, and in truth you are. And what is dawning you, what will continue to dawn on you, are the memories. The memories of the outrage, the memories of the burdens of long ago. You see, this is not who you are. You have agreed to play in egoic consciousness, and as such, you have dwelled with many misdemeanors, many false truths of self, yes? And this is what is breaking away. This is what is peeling away, moment by moment, inch by inch. So we encourage you to continue to release this egoic bodysuit, if you will, and to claim your divinity, to claim your truth. We are continuing to align you with the light, to align you with Source, because each of you have a direct connection to Source. And that is what you are availing yourselves of more and more so, yes? So we are just sweeping clean, allowing the sidewalk to be sparkling clean. So as you attune to the light, as you attune to Source, your entryway will be getting grander. It will be getting bigger and it will be easier. You see, you can just glide right in right now because there is no longer trash. Trash sitting at the sidewalk on the curb waiting for cleanup. So be not in despair as you continue to recognize the false starts, the slow starters, the doubts, the misalignments to truth, because they are simply pockets of energy that are being revealed, being relegated to the present for the purpose of realigning, for the purpose of uplifting, and for the purpose of restoring you to your truth. So allow this realignment to occur. Allow it to be a no thing. Allow yourselves to continue to glide into your self-mastery, to glide into your holiness, and to glide into the true recognition of your holy self. Allow this true emergence to begin. We delight in the power. We delight in the power that you bring forth to you. We delight in the power that you are willing to claim, that you are willing to recognize and to receive. So receive well, our dear friends. Receive well, our dear friends of the light. You are the light workers. You are the ones who are claiming truth. And as you continue to align with truth, as you continue to align with your divine purpose, so shall it be claimed, so shall it be revealed. And so will you see this as your true self. You see, you each have a new identity, the identity of the light. So let us proceed. We invite you to relax and to receive this truth of light. And as you claim this light for yourself, we ask that you go for broke. In other words, just how much light can you claim? Is it possible to claim more? Are you willing to try? Are you really willing to stretch yourself, to extend yourself, to expand yourself into the new century? Because in fact, this is what you are learning to do. You are learning to be the bright light. You are learning to cast out the shadows of doubt. You are learning to disidentify with all the memories, with all the false claims. You see, because as you continue to identify with your divinity, with your truth, the old energies have nowhere to go. They are going to surface and try to get your attention. Yes, they have been doing a bit of the good job, you may say. And in truth, they have not, because your light is strong now. Your light is powerful. And each step is affording you the opportunity to see even more clearing, to see even more healing and more releasing. So let us continue. We allow you, we ask you, we implore you to begin to have it surface, to be revealed to you, to be ignited within you your power, because you see, you have the power to see yourself as an extension of divinity. You have the power to see yourself as truth with light. And it is for you to allow the service call to be rendered. In other words, this is a service call of the heart. Will you accept it? Will you come to the door and receive? Receive the package that has been sent to you, that has been afforded to you. You are the ones claiming this truth, and you are the ones making the holy decision. Will I allow myself to claim my truth? Will I allow myself to discern what is possible in this lifetime? I know what I have been taught. I know what I have been told, but I claim that which I am. And what I am is the presence of light. I am the truth. I am the Christ presence within. And as I claim this, as I recognize this to be my divine appointment, to be my truth, so shall I resonate with it even more deeply, even more fully, and even more expansively. So I will release my small circle of love that I surround myself with, and I will increase the boundaries. I will increase the boundaries to receive all of me, to receive all of my holy self. And as you say yes to you, as you secure your right to receive even more, what in fact unfolds is your auric field expands, it grows, it enlivens to the quantity, to the potentiality of your due arrival, the arrival of your light. So continue to receive, continue to expand, and continue to enlighten yourself to your holy presence, the presence of the Christ within. And as you continue to identify with your truth, we ask you to expand even further. We ask you to understand the power that you have, the power that you have to bring forth your true diamond self, to bring forth your true higher self. In this incarnation, do not doubt the possibility of this, because in truth, you are already saying yes. You see, you are ahead of your time. And yet, you are behind. In fact, you are so behind you may not understand. In truth, the Christ dwells within you. You see, this is the misdemeanor of all. This is the heavenly secret we wish to impart to you. You are behind only in self-awareness. The self-judgments, you see, how can you judge the Christ? How can you judge the beauty of the divine self that lives within you? You see, there is no judgment of any kind that is in truth. This is what you are learning yourselves to, the need to upgrade, the need to upgrade the self-perception. You have been dwelling in fear. You have been dwelling in the consciousness of the ego, but the ego is truly a no thing. It is not who you are. It is not where you truly reside. So we continue to request that you upgrade to this true realization, the awareness that the Christ dwells as you, in you, through you. As you accept this, as you accept your divine right to awaken to your true presence, in fact, you will be astounded. Astounded at the light that you are capable of receiving. Astounded at the information that you will suddenly know, that you're able to claim, that you're able to forecast. Because you see, you are the light itself. You are your higher self. And you are dreaming this entry. You are dreaming the entryway of your truth. Allow the truth to continue to merge with yourself, with your holy self. Begin to recognize your presence of your divine self within, the I Am presence of the light. Dear ones, dear members of the higher order, it is time to choose your truth. It is time to dwell in the possibilities that lay before you. No longer do you need to feel that the ego is the only way to go. In fact, you have another member of your society. You have another member of your family. Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to partake of the riches that are laid before you? The Christ goes here, and so it is. Oh, well, I feel better. It's really funny because they knew I was a little bit tired, so they helped all of us instead of having me talk too much today. So, Miss Avril, welcome back home. And did you have any questions today?
No, I didn't. Just thank you for that. And just anything they'd like to share with me?
Sure, my mom, please. And say your first name, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time, please.
Absolutely.
Goodness. Avril, say it one more time, honey.
Avril.
I don't know if you're seeing this in your dream or if you're having like flashbacks or memories or I don't know what it is, but I'm seeing aspects of one of your past lifetimes that is coming to you to help like rekindle your memory, to help remind you of your abilities, your power. God, there's a particular energy that's coming forth that they're trying to help you with. It's kind of like, I don't know what the vocabulary word is. I need Valerie. But it's sort of like, kind of like digging in your heels and like holding to your truth and to not be swayed by what someone else has to say, what someone else thinks. It's yeah. Kind of like stick-to-it-ness. I don't know what the word is, but there's a particular energy that Spirit's working with you to help you to guide you into your future opportunities, and it has to do with you being strong in conviction. Now, not from like a punching bag. Like I see, like you know, you're thinking like in the old days, like conviction is like I have to fight you, but more so in terms of you feeling empowered and secure in trusting your opinion, your thoughts, because they're saying that the winds are going to blow, and it's like the false starter that blows wherever, you know, like the latest opinion poll leads or whatever.
Yeah.
And so what you're, I don't know who you were in this lifetime, but you were a spokesperson for others, and you were very good at it. And so, yeah, I see that. You're very good, almost to the point of aggressive, almost. Because I see you like taking like a megaphone. Like, I don't know if this was really what happened, but this is the analogy they're showing me. Like, you so much wanted to get your message out that you actually took the megaphone from someone else, and it's like, well, give me that. I know what to say. You know, like they were taking too long, whatever. Like, I know what to say. Give me that megaphone. Kind of like that energy. And that's what you're coming to. You're coming to a place of like solidarity with yourself. So this is about like owning your truth, speaking your truth, affirming your truth. And here's like the culmination of it all. Believing in your truth. Because they're saying, as much as you now know how to witness change for others, secure a safe passage for yourself, that there's like still a little part of you that's still doubting the whole thing. You know, it's kind of like, okay, I'm 95% sure, but 5% of me wonders if I'm making this all up. Like, if I really don't know what I'm talking about, if I'm really like out to lunch, if I'm really just kind of deceiving myself. And so that's the part that needs the cleanup. And so this aspect of self, it's another lifetime, and you are very strong, very powerful woman. You're a woman. It's sort of like those memories are coming to you. I feel like you're dreaming that lifetime, because that's the energy that's going to take you to the next level. That's the energy that's going to push the next door open. And it has to do with you being secure in you, you believing in you. Your opinions count. Your opinions matter. That type of thing. I wish I had more information on that lifetime. It was in Europe. That's really all I know. I mean, I see it, but I have no idea where you were. But let me try just for fun. And say your name again.
Avril.
And say it one more time, please.
Avril.
Yeah, it's got something to do with like educational rights. Something like educational rights. Like, I don't know what it is. Like I want to say like orphans not being taught how to read, or something where people weren't like there was like a caste of society that just wasn't treated humanely. Like, oh, well, they don't matter. They don't need it. They don't need to learn. They don't need the education. They don't need the help. They don't need the services. And you were like, you know, you were just like in shock, because you always had like that spiritual vision. So to you, it was like complete insanity. It was complete insanity. And it's like they came from God just like everyone else. And it just sort of like, and I almost see it on your face now, like the whole thing just baffled you. Like, it totally baffled you why people couldn't see what you saw, because it was so, because you've always had that higher vibration, that spiritual awareness. And that was your gift. And other people were just blind. I mean, like to you, they might as well have been blind. So you were very like passionate about it, very passionate about it. You took a lot of hard knocks for it. You suffered for it too, because you were actually, goodness, Avril, say your name again, please.
Avril.
You may have been imprisoned, or you were going to be imprisoned, or there was some kind of concern about you being imprisoned, because basically someone was trying to shut you up. You were causing too much trouble, because you were speaking truth and they were afraid of you, because they were scared your truth would catch on, because you were in the right and they knew it, but they just weren't interested. Like, it didn't fit their
agenda.
Yeah. It didn't fit their, it had something to do with politics. It didn't fit their political. Okay, I get it. They would have lost their position. They would have lost their position, because if you had won, they would have lost their position, and somehow they worked too hard to get where they were to have the likes of you mess with their whole little life. Like they were very affluent, and somehow they would have been knocked out of power. So they couldn't have it. My feeling is you were not in prison, but somehow your life still took a turn for the worse. Basically, you were like blackballed in that you kind of lost your prestige, your power, your economic status. So you kind of died sort of like impoverished, kind of poor. So it was almost like, you know, she cares about the poor, let her live as a poor. It was that kind of weird mentality, to be honest. You sacrificed a lot in order to speak truth. And you suffered because of it. I feel like the reason that whole story is coming forth is to help you understand where these fears come from, to help you understand why it's like taking you so long. I feel like there's a part of you that's like, what the heck is my problem? Why is this taking so long for me to move forward, for me to do this, for me to do that? And it's because like all these fears are kind of like, you know what happens when we speak too much. You know, better just to be quiet and shut up, you know, that kind of thing. But the problem is, you know, you know too much. You don't know too much. And it's sort of like, what's the point of a life? You know, like what's end up going to winning for you is like, in other words, like a life not led well is not worth living. You know, so it's sort of what you're coming to a place of is recognizing that a well-lived life is really, you know, honoring God and in service of truth. And, you know, if they hang me up in the shackles, so be it, because I'll die honoring God. And not that I wish this for you, but bottom line, if I'm not serving God, you know, what's the point? You know, what's the point? And you're getting to this place of empowerment when you're really coming to decide, you know what, it's just one incarnation. What's the worst that can happen? It's time to live my truth. It's time to live my truth. I feel like that trip was very significant for you because it was helping you get unstuck. You were a little bit stuck. You were just this timid little mouse. And it was helping you like feel the breeze, feel the energies. It was helping you to revive the energies within self. You need to do some kind of work with your channels. I don't really know what this is, Avril, to be honest, but I do know you've got like chi channels in your system. Yeah, she's like, what the heck are you talking about now? Okay, if you just look up chi channels, C-H-I. It's like QI also if it's Chinese, but acupuncturists work with like channels. So when they try to help you get well, they're actually moving energy. Like Lewis, the chiropractor, he's moving energy too. But there's some kind of channels that run in your body that kind of, I guess, maintain things. Excuse me, and say your name again, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time, please. Okay, so I'm not a health practitioner and I cannot diagnose or treat a health, mental, physical condition, anything like that. However, you have the ability to do like energy work. It's not going to cost you money to do this. You have the ability to just, it can just be deep breathing exercises. Like you can go on YouTube and just, and say your name again, please.
Avril.
I feel like anything to get the oxygen in, to get like the energy in, to get chi in. So there are like qigong exercises. It may just been about being in the ocean. I feel like the ocean really helped you.
Oh, the oysters, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know. You may not even need to do anything beyond what you've already done. So hold on one moment. Let me just see that. Anyway, somehow that trip was arranged for you to support your healing. Okay, so let me even see if there's anything else or they're just what is already occurring. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time, please.
Avril.
Um, There's a pocket of despair from years ago that they're supporting you in releasing.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to turn the key, turn the knob of the door to your new life, your new level, your new legacy. So one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time, honey.
Avril.
Thank you. I'm just, it's so weird. You're sitting here, but I'm kind of talking to your younger self. And just seeing what it is she wants. Man, it's like she just wants to play. She just wants to have fun. You know, like, why does everything have to be so serious? She just wants to play. Yeah, so...
How old is she, Nicole?
Avril, say her name again, please.
Avril.
Somewhere between, like, 5 and 8.
Yeah.
And she's like, why can't we just sit out here and enjoy the day? Like, why does it, you know, it just, you know what the feeling is when I tune into her? It's that same feeling I get when you look at that whole educational system. Like, why doesn't everyone see what I see? That's how it feels to me. Why doesn't everyone see what I see? It's just so, gosh, she's like, the whole thing baffles her, it really does. She just wants to play. Why can't she just play? Okay, so one moment, please. I'm going to ask her about these whole chi things, like if there's anything else needs to be done. She seems so wise, Avril. Oh my gosh. And she's you. I mean, that's just how wise you are. And say your name one more time, honey.
Avril.
Yeah, you know, to me, it's not acupuncture or anything. It's allowing yourself the gift of play, of life, so that resurgence, that energy you felt at the ocean, to allow yourself to continue to receive it. So it may be a walk through the park. It may be skipping through the park. Like, don't worry, no one's looking, nor does anybody care. You know, it may be like allowing yourself to like draw a picture on the sidewalk with chalk. Like, Just to allow yourself to be freer. Like, it feels like there are a lot of limitations that you feel that actually aren't justified in terms of external reality. It's more so that they're inherited. You already have all the secrets. You already have all the knowledge. So to allow yourself to breathe in, I feel that, like, to breathe in the lightness, to breathe in the release. Yeah, the releasing, that's what it is. There's some heaviness, it's like this past stuff, that's in the process of releasing out. And it's just, I don't really feel like you have anything that you need to do, to be honest. More so that they're trying to help you get your channels balanced, because with that, they're saying you're gonna feel more balanced. You're not going to have like these, like, I don't know what it is, but like you're okay until you're not okay, that kind of feeling. And as these channels get balanced, it's going to feel even. They're saying like you're just going to have like more of an even day. It won't be like I was good and then I wasn't, now I'm good again. It's going to be more even, and it has to do with they're trying to get these channels balanced. Okay, one moment. And say your name one more time, please.
Avril.
Open up to the opportunities for expansion. Open up to the opportunities to, like, anything that lets your soul breathe. So like, here's an example. Like you're walking home and you see a pretty garden and it's like, well, the grown-up in me would, I have to go home and do the laundry and, you know, whatever. But I just really feel like sitting and looking at the garden. Giving yourself permission to sit and look at the garden, like to tune into that more natural self, that's what it feels like to me this is about. And those ocean energies did a lot to restore your chi levels and your balance. So this is sort of like your maintenance plan now that you're home. That's how it feels like. That's what it is. If I want to look at a butterfly, I'm going to look at a butterfly. It really doesn't matter if that's not what grown-ups do. That's what I'm doing. To give yourself permission to kind of like respond to your like most intuitive nature, your most intuitive part. My feeling is you're the most spiritually advanced person on the block and most intuitive, as you would give yourself permission to receive that knowledge. And I feel like there's a part of you that holds yourself back from it. Like, I'm going to look silly, or that's not the responsible thing to do, or, you know, we don't do that. So it's giving yourself permission to, that's what it feels like. My feeling is you have so much wealth and knowledge, as much as I do, and that it's being ignored because it's safer, it's more appropriate, no one has time for it. I don't know what it is, but something like that. And so as you give yourself permission, that's what it is, as you give yourself permission to honor it, you're going to find yourself being extremely intuitive, extremely knowledgeable, and extremely wise. You're actually going to, my feeling is you're going to start promoting a lot of self-healing tools. They're just going to naturally appear because you're permitting it. You're responding to self. I feel like you've been cut off to self a lot. In other words, it's like you go to a lot of other people. How do I solve this? How do I help myself? As opposed to just recognizing that like the goddess lives within, that you actually have a very wise soul, very awakened soul, that has a lot of information for you as you learn to discern it, as you pay attention to your own like promptings, your own, not even ideas, because ideas kind of get to the rational mind a little bit more, and that's where you get into puzzlement. Am I making this up? Is this real? Da, da, da. More so of just realizations, awarenesses, intuitive impulses, desires. There, my strong feeling, Avril, to your delight, there's like this whole new world waiting to open up within you, like this whole new world. It has to do with permission to allow yourself to sing again, like to allow yourself to connect to the part of you that knew all along. I mean, I know that sounds so like trite, but in your case, it's actually very accurate. It's very accurate. So here's what they want you to know, because they say this is your question. Like, it feels like, you know, like, can an old lady learn new tricks? Like, isn't it gone already because I haven't been in touch with it? And they're saying not at all. Not at all. That really the journey of life is about coming full circle. It's about recognizing that you've just temporarily gone astray from yourself, and that you're returning back to wholeness. And they're saying that that's kind of like the labyrinth, you know, like journeying away and then returning within, or the spiral or whatever. And that's what this is about. This is about recognizing that you do know and giving yourself permission to return to your truth. I forget what your question, you didn't have a question, just whatever came up. And say your name one more time, please.
Avril.
Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. And the reason I say that is it's actually going to take belief in yourself in order to give yourself permission to hear, to listen, or to get quiet enough. I feel that. Like when I see you trying to do this, like, how do I say this? It takes like a little bit of time for the dust to settle for you to get into the groove of honoring it. But as you get into the groove of it, Avril, you're just going to be so you're going to call me up 3 o'clock in the morning. I know it's 3 o'clock your time, but I have to tell you, it's going to be that good, in other words. So they're saying take your time with it and develop it. But you've got a beautiful journey returning to your truth. It's very powerful. It's very powerful. And I feel like you're going to do it because you're recognizing that all the other shortcuts aren't working. You can't do it the shortcut way. It's time to really restore your beauty. It's extraordinary, actually.
Oh, so,
yeah. So do you have any questions about that? Or
When you were talking about the lady and me needing to speak my truth and stuff, from a very young age, I don't know if it was about this, it was about the injustices against women in the Western world.
Oh, wow.
The sexualization of women. And from a child upwards, I felt it so strong that I hated the world because of that. I didn't want to become one of those women. And I just saw that's the only way to be accepted in our society, which caused me more pain than anyone else, and I've never met anyone that's been affected the same way as I am. So I wondered if that was my truth to write about this, more equality on women than men.
Yeah. Okay, one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time, please.
Avril.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not getting the details of the lifetimes, maybe because I'm a little tired. But my strong feeling is you're being introduced to various different lifetimes in your dream time state, just in different things that are coming to you. Because remember, this is dream consciousness that you're calling to you, to help you reunite with some of these other lifetimes. And I feel like you have a whole bunch of lifetimes where it's been a theme about you calling out the injustices that you see, and empowerment. So, to me, it's yes, because this has been what your soul's been up to and the different incarnations. And you've written about it before, by the way. You've spoken about it, you've written about it, but this is your thing. This is your thing, and it's because you have clear vision. And that's why you see what others don't. That's why you see what others don't, is because you are a high dimensional being that is incarnated to support, the arrival and the awakening of humanity. And so that's been a little frustrating for you, because it's kind of a little lonely on top. Because you don't have a lot of camaraderie. You don't have a lot of, here's what it is. You don't have a lot of people affirming your truth. And so over time, it makes you wonder, are you crazy? Are you the crazy one? And you're not. But it would be like putting Mozart in, a school where everybody else just has normal abilities. And so Mozart's going to stand out, what's wrong with me? Well, it's not what's wrong with him. It's just he's just so advanced in his ability to play those fifth dimensional harmonies. And that's what they're saying about you. You're so advanced in terms of being able to witness, truth that others still have blinders on.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's the same soul. But I do feel like it's growing. I feel like your connections to other dimensional awarenesses and other lifetimes are reemerging to help strengthen that core, to help strengthen that remembrance. But that's what you're all about. You're all about equality and writing the almost like abuse of various sectors of society. Yeah, that would be you. All right, sweetie.
Thank you.
Let's see what else they have to say to you. Indeed, you... Oh, one moment. And say your name one more time.
Avril.
Thank you. Indeed, it is a feather in your cap for recognizing that it is time to return to truth, your truth. We will energetically support these travels because they are good ones. They are holy ones. So continue to shine brightly. Continue to mirror back the reflection of your holiness, your goodness, your love. As you support the channeler in her works, in her abilities, we ask you to discern this as a clear mirror reflection of the truth of you. Understand? You are like comrades. You are both unveiling your true selves. You are witnessing this to each other for the purposes of remembering and honoring and solidifying that which lives within. Until next time, we surround you with our love and our light. Namaste.
Namaste.